My name is Charlie Polkerbeck. I am your host for this next hour. Center Stage Minnesota, as it always has been, is our show at Northern Community Radio that focuses on the talents of Minnesota musicians. We're going to try and pull from all the genres that are notable out there in Minnesota, where people are making good music in Minnesota, and we're also going to cover the past and current releases. Before we get started in that today, you know, when you think about music, you really, well, I kind of want to take it back to the region of Chartres in France, because really, when you go back to the area that was controlled by the Habsburgs in that area of Europe.
Police, the party is over.
The Habsburgs were...
I'll just grab your stuff and leave. There won't be any hassle.
They were very philanthropic.
The party is over with. Grab your stuff and go. And then nobody goes to jail.
It was no joyful!
She can da 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 da
Ha ha, call me, baby. Call me. But don't forget, baby, I hate you.
That's the Monks. That comes from their early years, 1964 to 1965 release. And that features, among others, Gary Berger, who has been the mayor of Turtle River. Let's see, it was Gary Berger, Dave Havlicek, Eddie Shaw, Larry Spangler, and Roger Johnson. Some GIs that got out of the war over in Europe, formed a band, and pretty much did most of their existence or popularity and existence. It was in Europe. I think they just took off and they stayed there, from what I understand, and given a lot of credit for being a precursor to punk rock, although Gary doesn't really say that, but I don't know if he's just being humble or exactly what, but a lot of musicians like Jack White and others, people in the punk rock music scene that came later, credit the Monks with influencing them. Husker Du before that, from Warehouse Songs and Stories, we heard a song written by Grant Hart. It was Bob Mould and Grant Hart writing the songs in that band. And interestingly enough, Grant kind of took back seat because he was on the drums and wasn't considered the front man. But when that band formed, Grant knew how to play guitar and drums. Bob only knew how to play guitar, so Grant said, well, I'll take the drums. And the rest is history. So kids, when you're forming a band, don't take those decisions so lightly. I always thought Grant's songs were better or were more interesting songs, but Bob's songs were kind of more interesting musically. That one's called Actual Condition, and it was written by Grant. And then before that, we heard the Suicide Commandos with Attacking the Beat from their Suicide Commandos Make a Record release, released in 1978, really given credit with the setting the whole punk scene in motion in Minnesota and the Twin Cities. And we started off the show with, from the Replacements, Stink, Kids Don't Follow, Plus 7. We heard Kids Don't Follow. All right, back into some more music here on Center Stage Minnesota. And Center Stage Minnesota, as it always has been, is our show at Northern Community Radio that focuses on the talents of Minnesota musicians. Part of it is to bring you, as the listener, sometimes an in-depth perspective of what it's like to be a musician in Minnesota. Sometimes it will be presenting the music to you, and hopefully over time you'll get a better understanding of what's out there currently, what has happened in the past, and so on. Today I'm just kind of trying to present some of the pillars of Minnesota rock, our Minnesota music in the past. Much of that has been in the area of rock. We'll get to some other genres before the end of the hour. Kind of on the other side of the ocean, the band that was doing a similar thing, being a precursor to punk rock over here in the United States while the Monks were doing it over in Europe, was a band that had the Belinsky brothers in it, Bill, who makes his home again up in Ely and formed the band in Ely. They're in the Midwest Music Hall of Fame, and they're widely credited for producing, or, you know, basically looking for invention, and what they came up with had long-lasting effects with other musicians as well. This is probably their biggest hit, and it's a fantastic song. From the Electrics, this is Action Woman. We'll be right back. The Suburbs from 1984 recording at First Avenue, and that one is called Love is the Law. That is quickly becoming the theme. It was sang by many down at the state capitol on May 2nd, March 2nd, I'm forgetting, the gay marriage amendment was passed. And I'm sure that when same-sex marriages begin to actually legally take place in Minnesota, there will be a few DJs at weddings that are spinning that record and a lot of people singing along. Before that, we heard from the Electras, Bill Belinsky, his brother, and some others, a band that kind of got broken up by the Vietnam War. Just slowly they got drafted. Action Woman was what we heard. You heard it on Center Stage Minnesota. Center Stage Minnesota is made possible with funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Well, we're through our first half hour, first hour of a new format of Center Stage Minnesota. I'm Charlie Polkerbeck. I'm proud to be at the helm here, and hopefully I can live up to the great music that comes out of Minnesota and present it to you, the listener. And over time, you'll have a good idea of what's out there, what you might want to go support by go seeing a live act, and maybe some inside views as to what it's like to be a working musician in Minnesota. One of my favorite musicians, she just put out a new record with her band Tea and Sympathy. Alicia Corbett, I think, is one of the highest quality musicians in Minnesota. She's not the most famous because she hasn't been the most prolific or the most self-promotional. But I feel like her songwriting combined with her voice and her stage presence and everything that comes along with Alicia and her band is top-notch. And here's a great example of that from the release from 1998, I believe, called Lit. This one's Stella by Starlight.
Stella by starlight, singing two tunes. Ian Lush has been drinking for two. Rambling roar with his boys, making love on the floor. Fear's better than nothing when you can't get nothing more. Yes, I was bitter, I was the wounded. You should understand that pain. And I bit because you hit me. I spit blood through my crooked teeth. Blood that ran through. And I bit because you hit me, I
Well, he met her in the fall of 63, you know, he just got a Martin guitar. She came to Minnesota from New York City just to paint beneath the moon and the stars. With her raven black hair and bohemian dress, he was still in high school and mighty impressed. She had a classical guitar, she rented a loft, she sang the songs of peace, of freedom, and a voice high and soft. He was off. She was a folk singer in New York City. She was the artist that didn't look back. She sang a cherry tree carol in a voice high and pretty. It sounded so city, oh so city, oh so city to him. Well, he spent that winter around a coffee table singing songs, drinking strong herbal tea. She and he and some other refugees from a Philistine community. They sang Dona, 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 and they cried for a cat. Don't know the wind across the lake could bring a cold icy draft. They were warming their platonic intimacies because they knew the real thing from Sing Out magazine, or it seemed. She was a folk singer from New York City, a country boy lost in a hometown blues. Either the time or the tea or the tune really touched him to the bottom of his ramble, down to his ramble, off to his rambling shoes. Well, she married a local and they moved across the border so the dude could stay out of the draft. Last he'd heard was that they'd split the sheets and she was hanging out on Telegraph Ave. And he hit the college, he hit the road, tried to roll with the punches in the war at home. And though there's some that like to see all that history revived, he feels no desperate need to apologize, unrevised, no disguise for your eyes. She was a folk singer from New York City. He lost track of her in 73, and if she hears this tune, wanna make connection, it would be all right. I bet you just all right, you know you're just all right by him. Folk singer from New York City, she was the artist who didn't look back. She sang a cherry tree carol, a voice high and pretty. Oh, it sounded so city, oh, so city, oh, so city to him.
Thank you.
That's the Gear Daddies, Time Heals, a song written by Billy Dankert. When we talked to Martin Zeller earlier this year as he was on his way to the Rife Center in Grand Rapids to play a show, I brought up Billy Dankert as a songwriter, and he said that that song right there was his favorite song from the Gear Daddies, Time Heals. Billy Dankert, also a heck of a songwriter, and I've been in communication with him. We'll have a feature on him. We'll have a conversation, and that'll turn into a feature on Billy himself, both as it relates to the Gear Daddies and some of his solo music. He's making visual art these days, but his music, especially his first record after the Gear Daddies broke up, called Bowling Shoes Blues, is probably one of the most underappreciated releases in Minnesota. Well, we heard in that set before the Gear Daddies, we heard from a track called Under the Tree from a 2002, I want to say, release from Old Yeller, which is Rich Madsen's band. It was really a tough decision whether to pick a Glenn Russell's track to play in today's show, but it boiled down to I just really, really, really like that song, Under the Tree, from his release Nuzzle from Old Yeller. And him, the Gear Daddies, and are two of the three bands that I would, or I guess maybe creative forces. Rich has had different incarnations of bands that are the pillars of the country rock community in northern Minnesota, and there's been a lot of good bands that have been in that vein, and the other one would be the Jayhawks.
So perfect, everything real high class. Let the critics talk.
to fulfill, and a matter of moments until the dancing ends. Here in your arms, where everything seems to be clear, not a solitary thing would I fear, except for this moment comes near the dancing's end. If I caught the world in an hourglass, saddled up the moon so we could ride until the stars grew dim, until
probably the most famous musician from Hibbing, Connie Evanson with Until. We heard from the Hang-Ups before that. Their release, we heard He's After Me. We heard the title track. And the Jayhawks, Let the Critics Wonder, started off that set. This has been the first edition of the new version of Center Stage Minnesota. I'm Charlie Polkerbeck. It's been great to bring you this music. But I couldn't go out without playing Minnesota's native song, Sun, really what people think of when they think of Minnesota music. Here's Yanni.
Is it rolling, Bob? To be alone with you, just you and me. Now won't you tell me true? Ain't that the way it ought to be? To hold each other tight the whole night through. Everything is always right when I'm alone with you. To be alone with you at the close of the day. Away. It only goes to show life's pleasures be few. The only one I know is when I'm alone with you. They say the nighttime is the right time to be with the one you love. Too many thoughts get in the way in the day, but you're always what I'm thinking of. I wish tonight was here, bringing me all of your charms. Frankie Lee and Judas Priest, they were the best of friends. So when Frankie Lee needed money one day, Judas quickly pulled out a roll of tens and placed them on a footstool just above the potted plane, saying, "Take your pick, Frankie boy, my loss will be your gain." Well, Frankie Lee, he sat right down and put his fingers to his chin. But with the cold eyes of Judas on him, his head began to spin. "Could you please not stare at me like that?" he said. "It's just my foolish pride. But sometimes a man must be alone, and this is no place to hide." Well, Judas, he just winked and said, "All right, I'll leave you here. But you better hurry up and choose which of those bills you want before they all disappear. I'm gonna start my picking right now, just tell me where you'll be." Judas pointed down the road and said, "Eternity." "Eternity," said Frankie Lee, with a voice as cold as ice. "That's right," said Judas, "eternity, though you might call it paradise." "I don't call it anything," said Frankie Lee with a smile. "All right," said Judas Priest, "I'll see you after a while." Well, Frankie Lee, he sat back down, feeling low and mean, when just then a passing stranger burst upon the scene, saying, "Are you Frankie Lee, the gambler, whose father's deceased? Well, if you are, there's a fella calling you down the road, and they say his name is Priest." "Oh, yes, he is my friend," said Frankie Lee in fright. "I do recall him very well. In fact, he just left my sight." "Yes, that's the one," said the stranger, "as quiet as a mouse. Well, my message is he's down the road, stranded in a house." Well, Frankie Lee, he panicked, he dropped everything and ran, until he came onto the spot where Judas Priest did stand. "What kind of house is this," he said, "where I have come to roam?" "It's not a house," says Judas Priest, "it's not a house, it's a home." Well, Frankie Lee, he trembled, he soon lost all control over everything which he had made while the mission bells did toll. He just stood there staring at that big house as bright as any sun, with 24 windows and a woman's face in every one. Well, up the stairs ran Frankie Lee with a soulful bounding leap, and foaming at the mouth, he began to make his midnight creep. For 16 nights and days he raved, but on the 17th he burst into the arms of Judas Priest. East, which is where he died of thirst. No one tried to say a thing when they carried him out in jest, except of course the little neighbor boy who carried him to rest. And he just walked along alone with his guilt so well concealed, and muttered underneath his breath, "Nothing is revealed." Story. The moral of this song is simply that one should never be where one does not belong. So when you see your neighbor carrying something, help him with his load, and don't go mistaking paradise for that home across the road.